public health and is confident that the outbreak will be effectively contained. Minister of Agriculture, Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Mulongozi, says the reduction in mineral prices may not be imminent despite Zambia's impressive maize harvest of over 3.6 million metric tons in the 2024-2025 farming season. Mulongozi says it is not possible that the price of mineral will reduce from the current 250 kwacha for a 25 kilogram bag of breakfast. In an interview, Mulongozi says that while the bumper harvest has helped to stabilize supply and calm some price voluntarily, a large harvest alone does not automatically translate into lower prices. Mulongozi explains that the cost of production in the wider value chain, including imports, labor, transport, and milling, continue to influence the total price paid by consumers and emphasize that reductions in one area do not necessarily cut end user prices if other costs remain high. He is urging stakeholders and consumers to consider the entire supply chain when accusing price movements and warned against expecting immediate price drops solely because of higher index, higher harvest. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Nedwa says Parliament will proceed with its official opening as scheduled, even in the absence of opposition members of Parliament, emphasizing that the business of the House operates based on a quorum, not participation from all members. This follows remarks by Material Member of Parliament, Mao Sampa, who recently Further, as stakeholders to take the interest in conducting independent and random water tests to validate expert findings. Meanwhile, Nalumango says government is ready to assist Sino Metals in facilitating and resettlement of Kalusali residents who live within the company's concession area, emphasizing that this responsibility lies squarely with the mine as provided by the law. Finally, in local news, police say the safety and security of journalists is non-negotiable, stressing that journalists must be free to operate without fear of harassment or intimidation. Police spokesperson Rem Hamonga says the relationship between the police and the media is interdependent, arguing that without the media, the work of the police remains unseen and misunderstood. He was speaking at the official opening of the Southern Province Joint Police Media Dialogue Forum held in Livingstone with support from bloggers of Zambia and Daikonia Zambia. Livingstone Mayor Constance Muleimbai, in a speech read on her behalf by Deputy Mayor Robert Mwandila, says the media and the police are both essential for peace building and ensuring security in a democracy. She further urged the media to remain professional. Meanwhile, bloggers in Zambian CEO Richard Mulunga says the forum's objective is to enhance the safety of journalists, while the Anconia Zambia Programs Manager Maimbo Kalenga emphasized the importance of dialogue, noting that both groups play a vital role in advancing democracy and governance. And Livingstone Press Club Secretary General Mwendalumi Mumbi says the police and media share a common duty for serving citizens, protecting communities, and promoting accountability. We now take a short break. So to come is international sports news. Don't go away.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mongu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, at DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, the UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo-Polo kick at AFCON. All on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandimba, the cheer in your sitting room. It's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football.